Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love, seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome inside yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. I'm very excited to be here today because it's the moment when I can fully announce the opening of our community space. You will find all the details and link to subscribe below. And this community space is created for female digital product creators. If you are currently on that path of figuring it all out, or you have already started, you're already creating things here and there, and you just want to do it alongside with a community that can support you, help you, inspire you, plus learn some new things and ideas along the way as well, then this community space will be the perfect fit for you. If you want to simplify and funify the business, if you want to do things without restrictions and must-dos and simply just try things out, like you want to have that space where you can go and ask your questions, where you can go and see if there's a better path, this membership space is gonna be for you. If you have questions on your mind, if you're just figuring out the right path in terms of platforms and tools and what type of a product to get started with, this community space will help you to go through it all. You may aspire being the thought leader, but secretly you just want to be making money while chilling under the blanket, probably with your dog by your side, reading books all day long, or playing around with your kids. Whatever is the case, this membership space will help you to explore exactly how to do that without restrictions, without must-dos, and without like a specific how-to path. Instead, we're there to try things out, play around, and see what's gonna work the best for you specifically. You can join a community space. You will find the details below. It's very accessible, very available, and incredibly value-packed. That is my key goal with this space. I want to attract creators to really build that community aspect. I want to inspire you to show up and really just to thrive within this space. And that is like the core offer here. I hope to see you inside. You'll find all the relevant links below. And if you do have any questions before you join, you can always reach out to me on Instagram or Threads at Course Creation Lab. Now on that note, today I want to talk about underestimating the power of the small steps. This is so incredibly common as you're just getting started, and not only, like maybe you've been in your business for a year, for 3 years, 5 years, and there's always like that bigger vision, the bigger goal where you want to get, right? And there's often this inner feeling of you must have like a certain number of followers or a certain number of people in your mailing list before you will see the success. But the truth is, every single person matters. Everyone who enrolls in your universe in whatever way, through whatever pathway they came in, they count, they matter, and they can make a major difference. And today in this podcast episode, I just want to inspire you to take a closer look at these numbers, not only as that bigger picture of where you're at. Either you have 500 followers or 1,000 or 2,000 or anything in between or below. No matter where you're at, take a look at it in terms of every single person who has made the decision to enroll, to join, to say yes to whatever it is that you put out there, because that really is the thing that makes all the difference. Let me give you some sample. For example, on Instagram, when it comes to stories. So at the moment, I have around, I think a bit above 4,000 followers on Instagram, and it's been long gone are the times when I actually have been like intentionally tracking it. I know people come and go, not everyone who is coming into my universe is actually interested, but then there are those people who like maybe in a very quiet week, they're like the only ones who have joined my online community. And they are the ones who actually end up making the biggest moves, right? So again, just over time, it reminds me how it's not about that overall number. It's not about how many people. It's more about whether or not it's the right people that join your spaces. So what I started saying, so let's say Instagram stories. My Instagram story views change a lot. And I mean a lot. It can be a time and day when it's like 10 or 20 people watching. And 10 or 20 people watching from 4,000, it's like such a tiny amount, right? However, I'm not blaming me. I'm not blaming my stories. I know I have tried and tested like so many marketing strategies, so many story strategies. For now, I'm just doing whatever feels the best for me and what I feel like the most aligned with without overthinking like whether or not it's that make or break kind of a story that I'm putting out there. So sometimes it's 30 people, sometimes it's 10, sometimes it's 50, sometimes above 100. I really just haven't noticed much of rhyme or reason. It's not about the stories per se. It's not about time of the day. Sometimes it happens one way, sometimes it happens another way, and there's really no use for me to like obsess over this. But here's the thing. Only 30 people, let's say, have seen my story. But from those 30 people, one person actually clicked on the link that I have showed. Like I have put the link in the story and they clicked on it. Now, this one person, she actually enrolled in the mailing list. So that was a freebie link. She said, yes, I want this free offer. Now she's in my mailing list, which is already a major win because I'm always focusing on my mailing list or growing the list. Because ultimately, most of my sales come through the list. So she's already there. It's already a major win on my end. And then I noticed that sometimes by the end of the day, sometimes by the end of the week, sometimes within a month, but this one person that on that day when only 30 people saw my story, this one person ends up making the purchase. Sometimes it's a smaller course, sometimes it's a bigger one, sometimes it's a one-on-one offer, or maybe she's inquiring about working with me. It didn't matter what was the ultimate number that day, there might have been 100 and nobody clicked the link. But that day there were 30 and one person clicked the link and I actually ended up making money out of that one person. And I'm not looking at this only as the revenue either. You want to be thinking about growing that community. You want to be thinking about ways how those who are coming into your spaces, that they actually can still learn from you. They're getting something from you. Because as a creator online, no matter what is your niche, you are there to serve. And it doesn't mean that you have to do like a lot of the things for free. It doesn't mean that you have to like put your offers low ticket. That's not what we're all about, but you're there to serve. And whoever comes into your space, you want to make sure that they're actually getting something from you. You want to be thinking in terms of like them being the perfect fit for you. And that alone is worth the celebration. If you see somebody following you on Instagram, and by the way, I always check every profile that follows me on Instagram for this specific reason. I love to give that little appreciation, that little gratitude. And I don't send messages or anything like that, at least not usually, unless there's like something very specific that I want to say to that specific person. But yeah, I really appreciate and I send that gratitude to the person if I see especially that they're the perfect fit, right? They're the exact person that I've been creating content for. Now they have seen me, they have recognized me as something valuable for them and they have said, yes, I want to follow, I want to learn more. And we so often overthink it in terms of like, oh, but I didn't make any money out of this transaction, right? Maybe there wasn't a purchase, maybe this person will never buy. But at the same time, you never know. And that is the beauty of actually being online business owner and having like solid marketing, evergreen marketing strategies out there, because you just never know. And that is also the magic of email marketing. This one person is just a specific example, but at the same time, anyone who joins, at some point, they can see something where they're like, yes, this is exactly what I need. Even if they have never liked your posts, even if they have never watched your story before. And I'm taking Instagram as one of the core samples because that is like one of my favorite platforms, but this can apply to anything else. It can apply to Threads, it can apply to Facebook, whatever is the space that you're actively using, maybe you're on LinkedIn. Whatever is the case, when somebody is connecting with you, when somebody is enrolling in your universe, that alone is a great accomplishment, because this one person, they can go lengths through the period of time, and at the end of the day, maybe within a year, and I have had so many people who have actually been on my mailing list for years, they have received hundreds of emails from me, and then someday something was put out there and they said, yes, this is what I need. It has been sometimes a lower ticket product, sometimes a more high-end offer, and it is very likely that for 3 years I never even noticed their name on my list, because they never open anything, they never really click on anything. Like, in my statistics, I don't really see them. I don't see them in my posts liking anything, they're not writing me any messages. And it's perfectly fine, because at some point, when it was the right time, they actually saw what I needed to see and they made the decision to buy. And again, it will not be always the case. Not every 100% who enrolls in your spaces will end up buying. But you just have to shift your mind in terms of how you see people coming in. Just because nobody is inquiring or clicking any links right away, it doesn't mean that it's to no use, right? So you want to celebrate these type of small wins, like these small accomplishments, a lot more. Put more gratitude into that and more of that will come your way. And this is definitely one of the things that I want to embrace you to think about and celebrate inside our new community space as well. This membership is there to inspire you to take action, to seek the path of least resistance and experiment in your business in a way that is fun, in a way that makes sense for you. You want to be creating some free offers, for example, putting them out there and seeing which ones resonate with your audience. Celebrating the small wins, celebrating the big wins, celebrating major breakthroughs, and everything in between is really one of the core things we're going to be doing inside this community space. This space is here, it's built to inspire you to take action, to seek the path of least resistance and experiment in your business. Like, if you've been putting something out there and it's not working, you're not seeing any resonance, then switch it up. That's what we're gonna do in this space. We're gonna be talking about like other options, like what can you do? What can you try? Have you had like freebies where you put them out there and nobody is like enrolling? Let's take a look at that. Let's evaluate what it is. Is it the messaging? Is it the actual freebie? Are you clear about what are you offering? Are you actually talking enough about it? This is a major problem so very often, where we build something and we don't actually put it out there. And that's why I felt like it's so important to build such space, because I think it's important that we all have, and I'm including myself here as well, that we all have this kind of a safe space online where we can share these, both the small wins as well as maybe things that didn't go as well, and learn from each other. See that we're not alone in this, because you might be thinking that you're the only one who's like freebie is not resonating with your audience, but believe me, you're not the only one. Like, you're not the only one. We have all been going through, or have gone through, or may find ourselves at some point where that is the case, that something we have created, something we have put out there, for whatever reason, it didn't work the way we wanted to. And that's why I want to have this community, so you don't feel alone in this journey. You can celebrate all the small wins. You can figure out how to twist things around when they're not working, and do it in a fun way. Now, that'll be it from me for today. For direct access to the community, you can check the link in the description, or head to yourcoursecreationlab.com/membership. It's yourcoursecreationlab.com/membership. That's where you will find all the details. Now, I hope to see you in the next episode. I hope to see you in the community space. And for any questions, please let me know on Threads or Instagram @CourseCreationLab.